A compulsion is the need to do something, whether or not it is appropriate. For example, some people dress up when they leave home, even if they are going to the grocery store, while others eat their meals one kind of food at a time, because they become extremely uncomfortable if they do not. You may be late for an appointment, but even so, you rearrange the papers on your desk, fold the laundry, and listen to your answering machine before you leave the house. You know you will be late, but you do those things anyway because otherwise you feel uncomfortable. The discomfort you feel as a result is the compulsion. Any activity can be compulsive, such as the need to buy more tools, clothes, or shoes than you need, or to own the latest technology, or wear the latest style. As long as you feel compelled to do something, you still have a part of your personality to get to know. Your addictions are the parts of your personality that are entirely controlled by external circumstances. They are your greatest inadequacies. For example, when an alcoholic sees alcohol, she drinks. When a sexual addict meets a willing partner, he has sex. And when a food addict finds food, he eats. An addict is a robot that has no freedom. A stimulus appears, and the rest is automatic. Her life is an uncontrollable repetition of shopping, drinking, sex, eating, gambling, or whatever the frightened parts of her personality she does not know about demand. When you are under the control of an addiction, you will rationalize what you do. If you cannot refuse alcohol, for example, you will tell yourself that a drink helps you relax. Or if you cannot refuse sex, you will tell yourself that you are a loving person. Most people go from the consequence of one unconscious choice to another throughout their lives. They do not understand why they cannot keep friends, or why they become ill, why they cannot finish projects, or why others do not respond as they desire. Each painful emotion and uncontrollable reaction is a reminder to look inside yourself, not outside yourself. There is no other way to meet the unconscious parts of your personality. If a friend tries to point them out, you will become irritable, angry, withdrawn, defensive, bored, or feel misunderstood. If your friend persists, you will end your friendship or manipulate him or her into silence.